love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Please be seated. Tonight marks the beginning of the end of Jesus' life. And the end is marked by something that was at the very heart of Jesus' whole ministry and life. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus loved them to the end. And his last gift to them was a gift of love. This last evening wasn't just about the Eucharist. And it wasn't just about what Jesus was going through in those last hours before he died. And it wasn't even about the betrayal that was to come. This last evening, I think, was about time. It was about time and about how we spend time together. How we set it aside and mark it as sacred so that we can be ever mindful of knowing God in the here and now. I think that the Last Supper is all about presence. It was about Jesus' heightened awareness of the fact that he would not be present with his friends much longer. It was about this gift of the Eucharist by which Jesus' presence becomes something that we not only remember, but something which we can see and something which we can touch. But I think that also that in all the things that he did and said at this meal, Jesus was inviting us, imploring us really, to be present, to be aware and awake to the moment, to be here with one another, to be here with Jesus, to be here. I can only imagine the waves of emotion and probably even grief that Jesus was feeling that night. He knew during supper that he had come from God and was going to God. And so I have to wonder about all those things he must have been thinking and experiencing. The texture of the food, the taste of the wine, the feel of the towel in his hands, and the water that he poured over his disciples' feet. And the memories he must have been experiencing. He was about 33 years old and had been with these disciples for 3 years. He must have had so many memories with them. And what about the years before that? 30 more years of memories and experiences of family members and friends that must have been with him as he began to think about what was to come. So that was the past. That was what he was experiencing about the past. And of course, there was also this thought of what was to come, what the next day held. Jesus was going to die the next day, and he knew it. Jesus didn't ignore those memories, and he certainly didn't cast from his mind any thought of what was to come. He didn't hide from the past or from the future, but this night was about the here and now. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And loving them meant being with them, having a meal with them, washing their feet, reminding them to love one another. It was as if Jesus was saying to all of his friends and to all of us, I know that there are things out there that weigh heavily on us. I know this. But let them go for a night. Be here with one another. Be here with me. Be here. Don't we hear this again and again from Jesus? That tomorrow will take care of itself. That tomorrow will still be there, whether we worry about it or not. Not that we hide from what's troubling us or what might be to come. And not that we hide from what's troubling us, but we mustn't become so taken with what's to come or what might be to come that we miss out on the joy of knowing God in the here and now. I think that Jesus is telling us tonight in this beautiful gospel story to begin by being present to God in this moment. Despite what he knew was to come, Jesus had found this quiet upper room where he could share just a few hours with his friends. And they began by sharing this meal together. Always remember that when people in Scripture sit down to share a meal, it means something much deeper than just what's on the menu. To sit at table was to be reminded not only of their relationship to one another, but also of their ethical ties to one another. It was an occasion for Jesus and his disciples to be vessels of grace to one another. Their table was an echo of the one that is set for all of us in the kingdom of God. And by sitting down with one another as Jesus did that night, we realized that we live in this reality. We participate in the kingdom of God right here. It isn't just tomorrow. It isn't just way off in some distant future. This sacred communion is here. God is here. But the question always is, are we? Be here, Jesus tells us. And to help us be here, he gave us these things, stuff that we could touch, to help anchor us in the here and now, even as grace, something otherworldly, pours over us. Jesus gave the disciples sacraments, things that they could feel and touch that would help them to know that God was with them. The bread, broken as Jesus' body would be. The wine, sign of the new covenant. The water poured over their feet to remind them to be servants, but more importantly, to let themselves be served. And of course, each one of the disciples became that night a sacramental presence to the others. Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus told them. By this, you will be a sacrament to the rest of the world. That is, of course, except for one. One of the disciples refused to be present in the way that Jesus seemed to hope. Judas was somewhere else that night. Of course, physically he was there. He was at the table. His hand dipped the bread just as Jesus' did. His lips kissed Jesus when it was time. But his heart wasn't really in it, was it? John writes that the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. Now, I don't really go for the devil made me do it defense. So the way I read this is that Judas' heart had become hardened. I don't know why. But this helps me to see Judas in stark contrast to Jesus, who, despite the fact that his life was coming to an end, gave himself and some of his final few hours to the disciples. But Judas's head and heart were simply somewhere else. He simply refused to be present with his brothers on the journey. He refused to taste the bread and the wine for what they were. He refused to come to this table open to where God was taking him. Open to being changed by the presence of his friends, and especially by Jesus. Amid whatever schemes were happening in his mind, Judas simply couldn't be there with Jesus, and he couldn't see what was unfolding right before his eyes. Be here, Jesus tells us. I can't help but feel sad for Judas, and to think that his biggest mistake was to come to the table with a heart so hardened that he couldn't experience that grace. But even that thought leads me back to the importance of what Jesus is asking us to do. Judas missed the very thing that warmed the hearts of the disciples, and perhaps even sustained Jesus as he moved into the night. Jesus gave his disciples this gift of a few precious hours, this gift that Judas couldn't see, because Jesus knew that he wouldn't be with them much longer. He gave them sacraments so that they would know that he was with them after he was gone. And Jesus invited them to share themselves and to share their time with him. Be here with me, he said. Be here with one another. Be here.